Hey there, Margie Bryce here, bringing you the Crabby Pastor podcast. And I don't think you're going to be too surprised to know that it's too easy today to become the Crabby Pastor. Our time together will give you food for thought to help you be the ministry leader fully surrendered to God's purposes and living into whatever it takes to get you there and keep you there. So we're talking about sustainability in ministry. I'm devoting this episode to your first steps in self-care. And I want to say up front, this is not about sending people to the guilt farm or adding a ton of stuff to an already busy schedule and lifestyle. This is about slowly knitting elements of self-care into your life, little by little by little. In that way, you end up bringing self-care to a new reality in your life and developing a mindset of healthy self-care. But I want to talk today what the first steps to self-care are anyway. And I'm going to say that it takes humility to ask for help. Wise leaders do it all the time, but some of us struggle more than others to ask for help. We like to think that we are self-sufficient. That is a part of the environment in which we all swim and live. However, wise leaders will ask for help. Case in point, you're working with your leadership team and you know that you do not have expertise in X. But you also know your organization very much needs X. Now, you can go and take a course. You can go and watch a multitude of YouTube videos and hope it doesn't take you down some other rabbit trail. Or you can go find someone who can help you with X and say those dastardly words to them. I need some help. Can you help me with X? You know, I did this recently. I was heading to a conference and I was going to sell some handmade items. That's a part of my self-care is creating, and I create stained glass. But I got this notion that I was going to do some wire wrap jewelry necklaces. And not that I had done that before, but you know, I had watched a lot of YouTube videos and got tools and I got wire and I got these stones and I watched. And let me tell you what, I did manage to crank out a couple trying to, you know, Google beginner or easy, you know, necklaces. And it was not relaxing to me at all. And I finally had to ask someone I knew who has a beading kind of craft shop and said, can you help me with this, please? Now, for some of you, asking for help seems like you are less of a leader, you know, because you're the leader. So that means you know everything about everything, right? And even just saying that out loud makes my head want to explode. And it also has potential for me to allow myself to be crabby about that idea. If anything, the more you learn and the more you know, the more you realize that there's more you don't know. And do not ask me to say that again, because my head might explode. So the role of a leader, though, is for you to gather people and use their gifts and skills and abilities to take all of you to where God leads. So saying, I don't know, is okay. You have my permission to say, I don't know. It's actually downright wise. Hey there, this is Margie here, your host of the Crabby Pastor podcast. And I want to urge you to stop surrendering your best self so that you can avoid the burnout that plagues so many ministry leaders. You don't want to become a crabby pastor, that's for sure. So what I've developed is a self-assessment journal style product called Radical Self-Care, Sustainability for Your Life and Ministry. And what I'm going to do is have the link to it in the show notes so you can go there. It will be the best $29 that you could spend. You can spend then your time. Take time. That's something we don't do when we have big issues. You can take the time to explore how you view self-care and how you need to pursue it a little more. And I'm not about offering you a checklist, that's for sure, but I want to see how self-care can be knit into your heart and into your life so that you can go the distance that God has for you to go. You know, wise and smart may not be the same thing. My mother used to say this to me, and it used to just annoy me, but you know, you get a little older and you start quoting your mother all the time. And she was British, so it sounded so much prettier than what I'm about to say. But she would say, high IQ, low common sense. So you might be smart, but you maybe don't know what to do with your smarts because you don't have a lot of common sense. And wisdom then is having some smarts and then knowing what to do with them. Sometimes that comes from book learning, life experience, making mistakes. I absolutely hate that. But that is frequently how we learn the best, isn't it? Real wisdom, then, is knowing when you need to ask for help, when the task is beyond you. And certainly, you want to toddle at those tasks that are beyond you because that's where God steps in. I mean, if you're always toddling only at the things that you can accomplish on your own, well, that's like no fun in the land of following Jesus, is it? I'd rather attempt something and say, Lord, I think this is what you want me to do, and it is beyond what I can do in my own steam, and then get to see God arise. So here is a nugget of wisdom. When you ask for help, when you delegate, when you include other people's thinking and other people's assistance, you actually help them step into what God would have for them. And that, my friends, is quite pastorly, whether you see yourself in that way or not is it's always beside the point. You want to encourage and equip others to use their gifts for ministry, for the ministry God has prepared in advance for them to do, to quote Ephesians 2:10, to help others do their ministry. And sometimes that is the work of a spiritual companion, a spiritual director, a coach, someone who comes alongside you and has a different brain than yours. So you say, I need help. I need more brain power. I need some broader perspectives. I need another person who's also passionate about kingdom possibilities. And I need to surround myself with wisdom beyond my own. I need help reframing an existing situation that just keeps bubbling up. I keep trying to shove it down. I'll think about that later. But I know I need to spend time on it. I know it's important. And I'm stuck. I'm stuck. Or maybe you're in a transition, or you just kind of feel itchy and you know that a transition is coming, but you don't know what it is. Any and all of those times are a good moment to seek out some companionship that will provide the encouragement and the equipping and the nurturing that a spiritual companion might offer to you. So, you know, you need some extra attention on an issue, some extra heavy lifting needs to happen. There's a pivotal moment in your ministry, and then you need to reach out and say those dastardly words, I need some help. You need to go on a journey of finding that person that God would have for you to come alongside you and say to them, I need help. And that is an act of self-care. Maybe you need a new perspective. You know, there's a stale problem that just will not go away. Now, I'm an Enneagram 1, so I'm gifted at seeing problems, which that has its downside, as you can imagine, as well. I can see almost immediately where an improvement needs to be made. But I have to say, sometimes that limits my perspective on the solutions and on the resources at hand, because I'm so busy looking at a problem that I might just look right past any other solution or any other resources and things that could help me out along the way. I can easily look right past those. So there are times that I'm not quite as sharp as I'd like to think that I am. I may have gotten dull and immune to situations around me that I need to address and work on, and I just don't pay attention to it. Sometimes that limits my own brain power. And as it says in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And one solution towards your self-care is to get another brain thinking with you. Get another heart that is in sync with Christ to seek out godly wisdom for that moment. Because while the first step in self-care is the willingness to say, hey, I need some help here, the first step in leadership is to lead yourself well. Hey, I'm Margie Bryce, and I'm here for you as a ministry coach. I love to be a part of whatever God has going on in your life. That is my ministry, is to come alongside and offer encouragement, support, a listening ear, a heart that is in sync with kingdom purposes. If you need me, I'm here. Hey, thanks for listening. It is my deep desire and passion to champion issues of sustainability in ministry and for your life. So I'm here to help. I stepped back from pastoral ministry, and I feel called to help ministry leaders create and cultivate sustainability in their lives so that they can go the distance with God and whatever plans that God has for you. I would love to help. I would consider it an honor. And in all things, make sure you connect to these sustainability practices, you know, so that you don't become the crabby pastor.